Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
What is happening is nothing new to what has been happening for the last 20 years in employment equity. Remember, employment equity is based on a national economic active population. The regulation asks that question: are you reporting nationally or provincially? And if they are reporting provincially, they will get the statistics. And the EAP is clear. We know that the EAP for example, colored people in the Western Cape is far higher than the EAP nationally. The EAP for Indian people in the KZN is far higher than the EAP nationally. Therefore, the system is geared to be able to capture those nuances in the system.
Say, for instance, you know, you have a particular region where the demographic and the makeup is suggesting that you're only going to give, say, for instance, coloured South Africans 0.1% of the target, right? So chances are, you know, coloured people are not really going to be employed in that particular region. Is it then suggesting that they should move, or is it going to create a culture where coloured people then move to regions where they are more likely to be employed? And what that could lead to is a concentration of race groups in different provinces, almost suggesting something very apartheidish.
Well, I mean, again, as I've indicated, the EAT is published by South Africa, and this process is not nothing new. It's not introducing something new. It's been there for the last 20 years. The EAT, for example, as you say, for colored people in certain areas, is very low. And the EAT for African people is very high in certain areas. There's no doubt about that. Now, if you say, if the EAT, for example, for colored people is 1.7%. That's the EAP. I'm making an example. And all of that 1.7% is employed. Therefore, the companies in Gauteng in that sector are meeting the EAP. Therefore, the people in Gauteng who are colored will have the jobs. Remember, you cannot employ more colored in Gauteng than what you've got.
How does one make public comment, and what is going to be done with public comment?
Well, in terms of the notice that has been published, there's an email address where anybody who wants to comment can submit their comment. And when the comments are received, obviously, we collate them, look at them, and see whether do they make sense. Is there any change that we need to make in the targets, in the bills? Not in the law. The law has been finalized. Remember, the law is done by Parliament, it was passed by Parliament, signed by the President into law, therefore can't change the law. But the publication of the comments is purely based on the targets that we intend to set. Therefore, people might come and say the targets are too low, they might come and say the targets are too high, we don't know. But when we receive the comments, we'll all have to look at them and see, are there any changes that are necessary based on the comments.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.